Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G. From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way. All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio. Welcome to Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to the Around the Toolbox special of Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk to the trades, we talk to people that are in the design industry. Maybe you're a framer, maybe you're a finished carpenter, maybe you're a tile setter, maybe you own a home improvement store or any one of the other trades out there, but this segment is always for you. Well, let's run out here to my seminar that I did today at the Northeastern Retail Lumber Association's LBM Expo. Let's run out to that right now. Good afternoon, everybody. Let's talk a little bit about showroom management, how to partner with the right companies that are going to keep you on the leading edge. You guys have seen my presentations before, but I'm Eric G. with Around the House radio show. I've been doing kitchen and bath for 30 years. I'm a certified kitchen designer, and I have done everything from running small personal showrooms that I've built out to large kitchen bath dealerships to custom cabinet shops over the years. The first thing I want to talk about in partnering with companies is the basics that you have in your showroom. What design program you're using is part of the key. Do you guys stay on top of keeping your phones up to date with those updates? You know, that's one of those things. Your design computer is a lot like that. With your cell phone, if you don't do, like my Apple iPhone, if I don't do those updates for my operating system, other things don't work correctly. And we can always debate about how those updates work and if they really help you out. But I know a lot of people out there that are running kitchen and bath showrooms that maybe haven't updated their software through 2020 or whoever else in a number of years. The problem you run into with that is that the other catalog manufacturers that are doing a good job of keeping up on those catalogs are updating for the current program. So as they turn on features and benefits, they're changing those catalogs to work up. So before I start really diving into turning on to working with that as far as finding good companies, you need to make sure that you're on top of that part of it. Because what happens is if you don't stay on top of those software updates with your design programs, you're going to have features and benefits of the new stuff that's going to help crash your software. So if you've got constant design crashes with your computer because you haven't updated that kitchen and bath design software, that's going to create its own problem to begin with. So whatever design program you're using, as we've talked about in my other seminars, is it VR ready? Is it something that you can grow with as you're moving forward? And more importantly, do you have the right hardware for the team as far as computers, software, those kind of things to help do it? One of the things that I did for my team that really made things easy is I paid for that Adobe software, not just the free PDF software, but actually where I can go in and edit PDFs. That is one of those things that made it so quick and easy to do contracts and change contracts. And more importantly, you can actually print out 2020 drawings, and sometimes it's a lot faster to go in and edit the PDF with your Adobe program than it is to go back and try to get 2020 or design program to do it. So what I used to do a lot when I was emailing client pictures, I would actually use that program to sit there, and I would go in and put notes on my drawings after the fact in the PDF before I do it. And so now you're doing it outside of the software, But however, that does make it so you can really customize and place things in the right font, in the places, draw lines, do the things you want to do. And it gives you just another depth of that program. And you can buy it for a crew for very inexpensively for inside of your kitchen and bath showroom. And that really can help get those drawings up to the next level. This is where things are really changing in the marketplace as far as cabinetry manufacturers, whether it's a small custom shop or you're dealing with a large manufacturer. It's not just about the box anymore. It used to be, it's frameless, it's framed, it's inset, it's plywood construction. They got a really cool finish. They can get it to me in 6 weeks for a custom order. Let's go. There are so many things that now relate into this business decision on if you're going to do business with this company. And we've had a lot of big ones even go out of business over the last couple years out there. But one of the things that I want to make sure is, especially when we're talking moving into the future, how good is that design catalog that you're using? And we talked about it in my earlier segment on VR design, but the thing that you got to be really careful with is if you've got a custom shop that you're working with that has a 2020 catalog that you're using in your showroom, and they've got a lot of design errors, or you've got to do a lot of modifications to make it work. There's a national manufacturer out there that in their 2020 catalog is still to this day, you have to send into the factory for a wall countertop cabinet that goes down to the countertop that sits down there. You have to put modifications on that box out of your head to bring the door up because the door is the same size as the box. Problem is you can create errors in your design process on yourself, because all of a sudden you've got a door that might not open with that countertop and you don't have enough room to jam it up to the top. So those little gotchas, when you learn every catalog is different, but when you have a lot of those gotchas within a program, that might not be the best partner for you. And the other part is, and we talked about this earlier, is how accurate are those door styles, colors, and pieces within the cabinetry in the catalog, will those transfer to paper to your contract, or will they transfer into the VR program that you're going to be using with virtual reality? Those are two big things that I want to talk about right off the bat. Now let's step back and kind of build the story here. What makes you money? Great salespeople that can design. When I was hiring designers and I had as many as 13 in my Seattle showroom up there, I did not go, and I'm an NKBA certified designer, I did not go out and get the most certified people out there. I went out and found great salespeople that can design. Because I found out that there are so many different great schools teaching people how to design out there, but the one common thing that gets missed is basic sales skills to get people to be comfortable in front of clients, to close the job, and to get onto the next one. So everybody brings in some income with that. Now, cabinet companies that offer a competitive price, error-free orders, and quality out of the box is important, but that delivery system is something is important. I have had some wonderful cabinet companies, and being out in the West Coast, that were coming out of the Midwest or anywhere else, that had a disaster of a design problem as far as how their logistics went to get out to me. I'd have boxes broken, I'd have forklifts to the side, it would show up on a company-owned truck one day, it would show up in an LTL the next, and I had more damaged boxes, which messed up every job on the way out with these builders, remodelers, and consumers that I was dealing with. And now, the other part that I want to talk about just and touch on is that great paperwork system that reduces errors, and a double-check cabinet system for orders. I have had cabinet manufacturers that you send over floor plans, elevations with your orders, there are clear issues on them, and they just process them and go. There are cabinet manufacturers out there that will spend some time and look at your orders and double check those, even though it is 100% your job to make sure those are clear. One of the important things that we always have to keep in mind with showrooms is, and design and cabinetry business, is what costs you money. What are those mistakes? Because we want to prevent those. Design errors, outdated showroom displays. More than 4 cabinet companies in a showroom for sale. This is one of my pet peeves that costs companies more money out there, is having too many cabinet brands in a showroom. Here's why. Everybody as a manufacturer does business differently. They all have their quirks. They all have their little training things. If you have more than four brands in a showroom, here's what happens. Your designers have their favorite brand that they work with, and then their second favorite brand. But the problem is that they don't learn all the idiosyncrasies of every single one of those cabinet lines because they work with their favorites. And then when somebody comes in and grabs one of those, that's where the design errors happen. Oh, man, I didn't know the toe kick trim didn't come with the box because manufacturer A automatically puts it on the order. Or I didn't realize that my reveals are different on this, and I didn't realize that the catalog missed this part of it. So then on top of that, one of the biggest things that happen is it's hard to partner up with a kitchen and cabinet manufacturer when you have too many cabinet lines in there because you don't have enough sales to be important to them. When you've got a handful of cabinet companies, like three, let's say, in a showroom that cover 80% of the marketplace in your area, you've got some loyalty with them and you can hit them up for displays, co-op dollars, special programs. When you keep those dialed in and keep it simple, you now mean a lot more because now all of a sudden, maybe in the state, you're in their top 10. But if you've diluted it out to too many cabinet companies, you'll never be there. And you can market those brands a little bit easier. The other thing that really costs you money is the lack of drawing sign-offs and accountability between your design team and the customer. Every single one of my cabinet sales with my crew, elevations signed and dated, floor plans signed and dated. We even actually had a stamp to put on of our drawings that they went through. And if we were working with a builder, we actually had a stamp made with their name on it so they could actually sign off on it as well. So everybody had a set of copies and that was what we were ordering. How do mistakes happen? One of the biggest causes of mistakes and communication problems are those discontinued products in displays. An outdated showroom costs you tons of money. And I'll be honest, I would much rather see an under construction sign with a display torn out than something that you can't order in there because it looks like you actually have a plan and you're doing something forward. I've walked into showrooms that I've done consulting stuff with and I've walked in and they've got 60% of their displays are outdated. Maybe they've got a wrong style in it or it's a door style you can't even order. You're better off going down and donating that to Habitat for Humanity and getting that out of your showroom and putting it under construction with a drawing of what you're going to put in there 6 months from now than to be showing that outdated display. Because your consumer, if they're doing a remodel, when they walk in, they go, wow, that display looks a lot like what I want to tear out of my house. Am I in the right place? You're better having a plan and being under construction than to have a bad showroom. And of course, like we talked about, poor systems, lack of documentation, outdated samples. When I get samples in, if my manufacturer, and I'm talking color blocks and I'm talking door samples, I date those. If it's cherry, every year I'm swapping out samples. So I have a build date on the back of those things. I have a label maker. I put the date that it comes in the door. A year from now, I want a new cherry sample in there because it's going to be a different color. The other thing I worry about and I pay attention to, it's not as big a deal here, but in depending on where you're at with sunshine, if they're putting those door samples out on the dash when they're running around or in the back with the back window where the sun's coming in, you can cook a sample pretty quickly out in a car in the summertime if you're not careful. So what I do is I make sure that I've got covers and bags that they go out with the clients to make sure that we're not forced darkening a cherry or lighting up a walnut sample with sunlight. One of my other tricks in preventing mistakes, and I talked about an earlier one, is making sure that my designers understand the installation process. Because here's what happens. You can have a great designer, and in a lot of design school training, they don't send people out to put in crown molding and do these other details. I've actually taken my new designers and put them out with my install team. They didn't even work for me, but I've kind of bribed the guys. I'll take them out for beers or go out and take them out and for dinner to spend a few hours so they get cleaner plans so that designer understands how a kitchen or bathroom is installed. Because once they understand the details of the crown molding, how maybe to cut it, And maybe they're not good and quick at it, but they can start thinking from the installer's perspective. I've stopped many times. I've cut those error numbers by half by just making sure the people are trained and know the process of installation versus just looking at the picture going, well, if I can draw it, they can install it. Lack of innovation moving forward is going to be our largest struggle with cabinet manufacturers. There are some great companies out there that I'm not going to name that really struggle with technology. These brands can be dangerous to you and cost you money. And again, when you're talking with moving into virtual reality and those kind of things, if that catalog is not dialed in, you're going to be showing door styles that might not have the right edge profile on them in your VR plan. And more importantly, they have poor textures and colors in them that aren't representative of the products. I don't have a single cabinet company that has ever paid me to come up and talk about this stuff, but some of these larger companies like Craftmate and some of these other guys have spent the time to develop catalogs that work really well for the new virtual reality stuff because it has the grain, it has the door styles, it has the textures. They're pretty spot on. There's some other big companies out there that outsource that to third-party people, and they just don't want to write that big a check. So as catalogs come out, okay, here's our 2020 offering of door styles. They'll change it and do it. But the problem is maybe it's crashing. Maybe it's not showing finished ends correctly. Maybe there's a ton of glitches within that. So what happens with that is now your design team is spending a lot of time doing workarounds to make things look correct. I've had to sit there with cabinet companies as early as this last year, and I'm swapping cabinets around so I can make that perspective view look correct, because they got it where you click on the finished end and it doesn't show on the cabinet. So now I'm trying to do some trickery with it to make it fill in and work. Make sure that they're building you a quality cabinet. But that's only half of that story. You need to be having them come up with the quality programming on their side to do it. And as we get more into all of these different things, I really want you to take some time and work with them and let your reps know. And that's the beautiful part of all of these cabinet companies. They've got a good rep team out there hitting the streets. Have that conversation with them. That way they can communicate it and go right up. If they've got a training director that travels around or you're doing webinars with them, make sure they fully understand what that stuff means to you. And I mean, as a great example, I used to be a Craftmate dealer for a lot of times. They had a guy that was their Craftmate expert, and he did morning coffees with Ernie. And it was a free training seminar in 2020 that they gave out to all their dealers. And you'd call in and you'd watch the webinar, and he'd talk about the new latest, greatest tricks and all of those things. So these are things that partnering with the right company can help your team get a better understanding of the design program. And more importantly, they're able to learn those tricks that can actually help sell the project. So here's what I call getting back on track. If you've got that older showroom and you want to get back, call your cabinet rep. Clean out all those old discontinued products and displays. Go through every door sample and every color block and make sure that you have what is current. And if you let your rep come over, many times you can have them do it for you. Hey, come on over, take a look at my showroom. Can you spend a day and go through it and make sure that we are 100%? If you have that good relationship, I've never had them tell me no, because they want to make sure that you're up to that. And I'll be honest, every single wood sample older than 2 years gets tossed. Might get donated to a design school in the local area or wherever else, but that's one of those things. Get it gone so it doesn't cost you money. Course evaluating samples, that's another one of those. And we talked about that earlier in one of my seminars here. Make sure that those wood samples, when they come through, I always had those go across my desk when they came through. If you have a book matched, beautiful sample, and that's not what that door sample is going to look like for the rest of the kitchen, but you got that one that randomly ended up perfect, that's as bad as having one that's wrong. Because whatever that sample is, you're setting that expectation. Too good is more dangerous than even too bad. So make sure you spend some time with that. Create a remodeling plan for the next couple years. create that showroom budget, and then work with those vendors and very much with your reps create that team mentality. The perfect amount of cabinet companies is 3 in your showroom. Have a budget line. Make sure that those meat and potatoes, your favorite brand, is right in the middle where you want them to be, because that's where the money's at. And make sure that your high-end line does exactly what you want it to do. The more cabinet companies you're going to have, the more you're going to spend paying for stuff versus getting it for free. One great example, I had 2 cabinet lines with my last showroom. I hit one of the cabinet companies up and I said, you know, I appreciate our 50% co-op program, that you're going to match me through my cabinet sales and I'm going to get 50% of what my advertising is. I was bold. I asked them for 10 grand in a special program so I could do some more advertising and that I would put their name in the radio ads. They wrote me a check for 10 grand for my one little single person showroom that I was running. They believed in it. They went back to the marketing department and I had some spec spots that we'd put together. 2 years ago, they wrote me a check for my showroom for 10 grand. Wasn't even a credit to my account. There was a check that showed up from them. Now, if you can get that relationship with those cabinet companies to help out and think a little bit outside of the box, that's free money. I didn't have to have any other sales to match that up. They just knew that we were going to move their product. So feel free to ask. Feel free to be innovative in trying to do these kind of things and make it work through. I really want to spend a few minutes here and focus on the basics of what you need to close the sale. Big cabinet showroom? No. If you've got a good design program and a good computer, a talented designer that can sell, and you've got some door samples, and you've got at least a cabinet box or two to show what that expectation is for the cabinet construction, whether it's framed, frameless, inset, whatever that is, you can do it. My showroom in Seattle, we had as many as 13 designers in the end of that by the time I sold it. We had a 750 square foot showroom and we had some tables that they could roll in there and use for meetings. 80% 1 year, 90% the next of our customers never made it into the showroom, because for all of our remodeling clients, we were out at their house with color samples, showing stuff, and they sold the deal. You don't have to have that big showroom to get through that. Now, of course, you've got to have that talented design team to do that. Did I have my reps working with them? Yeah, because we had 2 to 3 cabinet lines, depending on what we were doing. They were coming in and doing weekly meetings in our showroom. Basically every 2 weeks that we had them coming in, because they were local in our area. And I mean, if they're traveling in, it's a different story. But they would come in and I would have them do 2020 training, or I'd have them doing product knowledge training, or what's coming up with the new door samples and new door styles that were coming out, product changes. But they would come in and they'd do a coffee and learn kind of thing in the morning with breakfast on a Tuesday morning after everybody kind of had their Monday to get things together. And it was training, and it was continued training. And I know it takes up a little bit of time, but my errors went way down by the time we worked through that. And it's free training for your people. They're doing it, and more importantly, your design team becomes more comfortable with what's going on. Now, what do you need to do to protect your business out there? I think you be aggressive in your advertising and your marketing. Dive into something like virtual reality and be the leading edge people and the expert in your community. As we talked in my earlier virtual reality design discussion, home centers, they're not going to spend the money on virtual reality. They can't even get the current version of the design programs in their stores because, quite frankly, they can't afford to make the pencil out to put in fast computers and use the full 2020 program. So by you going out and embracing some of this virtual reality, or even getting into newer technology with this stuff, you're way ahead of a lot of your competitors out there. Because even though those big box stores don't really move a ton of cabinets, they still do. And that is the most common place for a homeowner that wants to do a remodel. They're walking through the store and, ooh, I like this style. And all of a sudden they're having a conversation with a sales associate in one of those stores. I know people now that are doing this virtual reality program, and they're going as close to a home center as they can because they want to leverage off the marketing of those guys in their kitchen and bath stuff. If they can be across the street, other side of the light from them, perfect. They're putting up big signs. They're working full days on Saturdays to get people to come in on the weekends, taking Sunday, Monday off, and they're doing a five-day program, and they're going after those guys, and they're winning. How is this plan going to fail? Here's the common ones. Having a torn-up showroom for an extended period of time. Having too many cabinetry vendors. Having untrained designers or other ones that won't embrace technology. There is a tough one out there as we move forward with designers that want to hand draw or they want to use their program or they don't want to use the latest in technology. That can be a struggle inside your company if you want to be building out your brand and getting into this technology embrace. Poor systems for follow-up and sale documentation. You should be able to jump into your computer system within 5 minutes and grab out any customer out of the last 4 years in there. That way, when they come in and maybe they want to do that bathroom, they want to do that, maybe they did a big bathroom remodel with you, they want a kitchen, you need to be able to access that. And today with the cloud, it's really simple. You can do that so easily by taking that old stuff off of each individual computer. And this is how I handled it in my organization. Before we did everything in the cloud, we stored everything on each other's computers and it backed up to the cloud. So what I would do is go through quarterly, and we had a day we were all in the office and I would go through and copy those design files into the cloud. Nowadays, it's super easy. You just get the cloud account for everybody to have access to, whether it's a Dropbox or a Gmail drive, a Google Drive, or what I use is the Microsoft OneDrive. You can set everybody up with that organization, and they can have their own file system that's always in the cloud. You can even go through and set up permissions where they can't delete files in case you've got a person that's going to be bailing out of your organization that you're not aware they're leaving. So you can control that stuff where you can set up those permissions. That way, if somebody's going to go work for your competitor and it's one of your designers, that they're not going to take all those designs out and delete the files and walk out the door without you having the final say of what's going on. That cloud now gives it so you can create that by file name, by customer name. And so what I would do is I would go designer Jenny, I would go through and have 2019, 2018, 2017, and each file folder within that was the project name and the contractor. So that way, when I wanted to go do a search of it, I could find any one of those. What's cool is I could go back and say, okay, REF Construction, I can look it up and go, okay, there's all the jobs just in a simple keyword search of how many projects this guy did over the last 5 years. And so you can track that stuff that way. One of the other things I think people make a huge mistake on is no social media and no advertising. I grew my company in 2009 to 2013 without social media, doing pure radio advertising, running kitchen and bath cabinetry ads in my local traffic reports on the radio. I went to my news talk station. I was in Seattle. We had horrible traffic. And those radio stations train their listeners to go listen to traffic on the tens. So my strategy was to put that ad right in the front of that. So when people went to go listen to traffic, they got my radio ad. And I did that every morning and morning drive time. Didn't even worry about the afternoon. And that helped create. Now, what your customer needs to feel safe with their purchase, all of the above things we just talked about, being the expert, being able to touch and feel some kind of piece of sample. And if you're using virtual reality, use it correctly and show them what their space is going to feel like. One of the most important things that I want to talk about before we wrap this up is making sure that those cabinet companies and you have a great understanding of how your business runs, and more importantly, where you want to go with it. I have created some magic with customers that are cabinet people that I've worked with, and it's stunning what happens, because I had, you know, cabinet companies that were flying my crew out so they could understand installation training at their factories, because they were doing installer training there. And so they'd go out, and I'd actually send my designers out to go through their certified installer training. Man, my questions on design problems and my angry retail customers to builders to remodelers, errors happen. But if you can prevent those, that's the way to go. And a lot of these companies out there, if you partner with the right one, they'll help invest in your company, and it's going to save you a ton of money.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand-molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.